How do you know the voice you're hearing is God? Is it just me, or is it God actually telling me something? We need to be led by the Spirit. So find out how today on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Thank you for joining us today. And if you haven't been with us last week and the first part of this week, I really want to encourage you to go online and you can watch every one of them that you missed, because we have had a great time here. And I've been here with Brother Keith Moore, Moore Life Ministries,
John,
and Faith Life Church out of Branson, Missouri. If you're anywhere up in that area, you need to get up there to that church and check it out, because you're going to get the word preached to you there, and you're going to come out of there more strong, powerful, healed. So if you're anywhere up there, please go by and see Keith and Phyllis, because they have a great church. And the last week and this week, we're talking about mainly focusing on Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 is a favorite protection scripture of ours, of mine, I know. It really is relevant for today. And in Keith Moore has a teaching on Psalm 91 called God's Perfect Protection. We have it online as a free download for you, an MP3 download, if you want to go out there and get that. Because everything we're talking about, you'll get a lot more in depth with that download, with all that, because it's like 12 hours of teaching. And I'm telling you, it's awesome, and you need to get it. And so if you've missed any of this, go back and watch it. Go get this download, because what we're talking about could save your life, will save your life. It will give you long life on earth. You will live out your days. Your children will live out their days when you follow and you understand that God wants to protect you. He is your father. He looks at you as his child. You are his child, and he wants to protect you. But there are things you have to do that are your responsibility to walk in that perfect protection. So that's what we've been talking about. And yesterday we left off talking about angels.
Yeah.
And about what part angels play in God providing that protection for you.
Right.
And I think that we should probably get into that a little bit more, touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then how that deals with the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And about your enemies. God's enemies should fear him.
Yeah.
But it's not the same kind of fear when the Bible says a fear of the Lord for us. Should mm-hmm. we fear God? You know, as Christians, should we fear God? And so, you know, I'd like to go ahead, if you wouldn't mind, talking some more about angels,
mm-hmm.
what their role is, how God uses them, and then if we could talk about the fear of God,
mm-hmm.
and talk about, you know, should I be scared of God?
Right.
Or should I not? Or should my enemies be scared of God?
Exactly, John. One of the ways that God protects us is by his angels. And he said in Psalm 91 that we're studying and referring to, he said, because, verse 9, because you've made the Lord your refuge, your habitation, no evil will befall you, no plague will come near your dwelling, for because he will give his angels charge over you. God's angels are involved in our protection. God's angels have been involved in healing. You know, in Jesus' ministry, the Bible talks about that ever so often, an angel would come down and stir the waters, and the first one in would get healed. Angels ministered to Jesus at times when he was pressed and pushed and had been fasting and been tempted. Angels, the Bible said, came and ministered to him when he was right before he went to the cross. And he was, sweating blood and resisting that thing. Angels ministered to him. And the Bible said that angels are sent to minister for us who shall be heirs of salvation. And as you were talking about on last previous broadcast, angels are not over us. The scripture says we shall judge angels in the life to come, in days to come. And they're sent to minister for us and to help us. And so even though compared to our physical strength, they're much mightier than we are in our current condition, yet they're not over us in the sense of God's authority and structure of authority. The Bible said they hearken to the voice of His Word, and so we need to believe that they're here. We need to believe that God has given charge to them to protect us, and we need to have the Word of God coming out of our mouth that they can hearken to do things on our behalf.
So when we speak the Word over a situation or to a situation, when we're speaking the Word, that frees them up. That causes, our faith causes action for them to go out and work on our behalf. What happens when you're sitting there talking doubt and unbelief?
Well, they
are, I guess their hands get, when you're walking in fear, then their hands get tied, don't they?
Yeah, I think oftentimes, John, angels have to stand by and watch while Christians get into trouble. When they could help, they could do something, but they don't have a right to, because the individuals are speaking unbelief. They're speaking fear. And just like God has a legal right to act on our behalf when we speak, operate faith, the devil has a legal right to manifest in our life and to move against us and hurt us when we yield to fear. I don't know that many have seen how serious it is to act on fear. You know, people have gotten miracles in recorded in the Bible and all up to the present day when they acted in faith. They acted on their faith. They acted on their faith in the Word of God. The power of God, miracles have manifested. Well, on the other end of the spectrum, when you act on fear, it gives the devil a legal right to manifest and destruction and harm and damage. Fears come on us if you yield to them.
And those words that come out of our mouth produce either good fruit or bad fruit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really, if you're driven by fear, then the words coming out of your mouth are going to be fear-based. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be speaking things into existence, whether by faith or by fear, whether by life or by death.
Right. You know, John, I was thinking about the impact that this ministry had on my life back years ago. My great-granddad and my granddad were shot and killed when they were 21. Same age, some similar circumstances. This is on my mother's side. Well, when I was a little boy, they used to show me pictures of him and say, you know, you look just like him. And there was always this mystery, well, why did both of them die at the same age and the same way? And the enemy tried to play on my mind with that as a little boy. And thoughts had come to my mind, yeah, and you're the next man in line on that side, and you won't live past 21. And I think, and people like to think, well, boy, isn't that strange? That's mysterious. And what they don't realize is the enemy's trying to get you to say that. He's trying to get you to believe that.
Take those thoughts and then verbalize them.
Right, because if you'll do that year after year, you'll set some things in motion that gives him a right to do it. And I was starting that way because I didn't know any better. And people would talk about how mysterious it was, how strange it was. Well, 21, trying to put fear. Well, thank God I got a hold of some materials by your dad and some other people in my late teens. And begin to get the Word of God in me, and instead of talking that stuff, begin to talk about living long. Well, I was driving some over-the-road trucks and doing some different things for a little while, and when I was about that age, and I went to check on a guy, and he was asleep in his truck, and I tapped on the door. He wouldn't answer. And later on, I found out the guy was drugged out of his head and had a .44 Magnum pointed at me through the door and thought I was trying to break in on him because he was out of his head with drugs and was going to shoot me. No doubt the enemy had that set up for those years, but because I had changed what I was believing and saying, I was protected and I'm still here. But the enemy tries, you know, people talk about accidents. Well, you think about what kind of timing it takes for you and a drunk driver to wind up at the same intersection at the same moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, accident, how about setup? You know, it takes some kind of timing for some of these things to happen. And what it is, the enemy is always trying to set us up. He's always trying to get destruction in you to meet at the intersection at exactly the same time, exactly the same day. And if we will yield to fear and speak fear and be led by fear, then he'll have us on the course to intersect it. But the Spirit, the Bible said, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. If we'll be led by the Holy Ghost, he'll have us, instead of at the wrong place at the wrong time, he'll have us at the right place at the right time. And I'm convinced that those that follow the leadings of the Spirit, they are missing the devil's setups every day, because on some little slight things, sometimes the Lord just prompts you, do this, wait here, don't do that, go now. But when people are frustrated, they're in a rush, they're upset, they left early because they were mad, they left late because they were lazy, well, you're being led by the flesh. And that kind of thing can cause you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It can cause you to flow right into the devil's setup. It's so important.
This is the key, what you're talking about, mm-hmm. right here.
It is.
And a lot of it is your attitude. A lot of it has to do with your attitude.
Being led every day. You talked about us going to flight safety and studying accidents. And I was studying two or three just recently. And all those guys, the crew and their passengers, would be alive today if they'd left 2 hours earlier on this particular situation. Another one, they were too late. The pilot was ready to go. The aircraft was ready to go. He was capable to do what the mission was. But his passengers made him like 3 hours late, put him in conditions he wasn't prepared for, and they all died. Thinking of another... A professional crew, a big aircraft, a load of passengers. We're like 12 passengers. And the crew was ready. They told them, we got to do it. But the passengers messed around just doing goofy stuff and put them late, put them in the middle of the weather at the wrong time. Sometimes an hour can make the difference between life and death.
No, 30 you know? Seconds.
Exactly. And I'm talking about indecisions. And so... the thing is, we don't know those things. So how can we make the right decision every time, every day? There's only one way. Mm-hmm. Be led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah, you know, Keith, in fact, this happened to me the other day in a situation. Well, it happens a lot. Different things, and it's your attitude and how you receive mm-hmm. it. You know, I like to pray that my footsteps are ordered of God.
Right.
I'm in the right place at the wrong time. I mean, sorry. That
right. Yeah.
I'm at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the wrong place at the wrong
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
I am where God wants me to be.
Yeah.
And I'm sensitive to His. I pray that, you know.
Yeah.
And so I remember one time I was down in Guatemala, and me and another guy were down there on some business, and we were supposed to come back home that day, and we were ready to get out, you know. Mm-hmm. It was time to come back home. And so we had a direct flight from Guatemala to Dallas. There's one direct flight a day. And so it got time to leave, and I couldn't find my passport.
Mm.
And so now we had just prayed with a guy earlier that day mm-hmm. Who had some real bad sinus problems, and he got healed.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even a Christian. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was, you know, believed in there was a God. I think, you know, he's Catholic, but he wasn't necessarily a believer in healing.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd already had a miracle that day. We laid hands on him, and he instantly felt better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real witness to him, and he wanted to learn more about God. So we'd already had that day a miraculous thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got ready to leave. I couldn't find my passport. And at first, I was like, here I am, world traveler. I was mm-hmm. international director at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I lost my passport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how ridiculous is that? And you want to kind of get mad about it because you mm-hmm. know there's no way you're going to get to the embassy,
yeah.
get a new passport, and be able to get back home in time for this flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what I told the guy that I was with, I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm in the right place at the right time.
Right.
We don't know if God is redirecting us.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the flight,
mm-hmm.
maybe there's danger on the flight, or maybe we're supposed to pray with somebody else here. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's somebody we're supposed to lead to the Lord. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get mad and been out of shape about it,
yeah,
I could screw the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And then also I'm unhappy. So yeah. What good does it do anybody? I just make right. people around you miserable. And so what I did was we made that decision. Okay, we're just going to relax. Even though we're ready to get out of this country, go back home,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to relax. We'll go to the embassy, get my passport, and then we'll just go to the airport and see if we can go on standby. Because they had a flight to Miami, which mm-hmm. we didn't really want to go to Miami to get to Dallas. So we go to the airport. We got a passport, went to the airport, and I heard people talking. There was a bunch of people standing around there, and I heard them talking about a flight that hit a condor. You know, condor is like yeah. a 12-foot wingspan bird. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was huge.
Huge.
That American Airlines flight that we were supposed to be on took off, hit that condor, ingested it into the engine, and there's only two of those on that airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to turn around, do an emergency landing back to the same airport. That was our flight.
Yeah.
We missed that.
yeah.
So then the American was going to send a plane down from Dallas to pick everybody up and take them back to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of leaving at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're leaving at 6.
Mm-hmm.
But so we went, had lunch, came back, got on that plane, and we were the only ones on that airplane who did not go through that ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I was like, well, now I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you never know, okay? Sometimes you never know what it was that was diverted.
What you missed, yeah.
And so when you have a flat tire, when you miss a plane, when they delay your flight. Now, I know this one can be hard. When you're supposed to sit there and take off and go somewhere, but that flight sits on the ground for 2 hours.
Right.
You know, your attitude and how you receive that, it can be everything. God could be saving your life right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you may want to be grateful. And it also helps you walk in love.
Yeah.
And to treat the people who are maybe serving you that aren't treating you that nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need to, it helps you through everything. Plus, you're at peace.
Yeah.
And I think when you talk about timing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of times we get upset about something that it may actually be God saving our life.
Yeah.
You know, we had to stop at a train.
Right.
I mean, you could go through the list on and on. My alarm clock didn't go off.
Right.
You know, whatever the case may be. And I think that what you're talking about, and then the next step of that would be being led,
right.
like you were just saying.
Right.
Sometimes it's something that you weren't necessarily being led. It was just a circumstantial thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess the next thing that we'll really want to get into, and more so tomorrow, is going to be, okay, being led of the Spirit. First of all, what is that?
Yeah.
I'd like for you to explain that. When you say being led of the Spirit, can you explain to the people what that means?
Yeah, and I think we need to take some detail on it, like you're saying, maybe into the following broadcast. But what you just got through talking about, John, is the precursor of that, is the foundation. No matter what's going on, we should stay in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about. When you're talking about not getting rattled, not getting upset, not getting annoyed and aggravated and all that is staying in faith. We which have believed, the Bible said, enter into rest. And so there's an important distinction here. You don't want to be led by external things. And there are a lot of Christians who are. That anything that happens, they'll say, well, that must mean it's not God. Or that is God. Or we don't want to be led by external things. You want to be led internally. But in your case, like that one, the Lord's looking out for you. When you're trying to do something and it's not coming together and it keeps not coming together, you want to back up and look at it and go, no, wait a minute. Do I really need to do this?
This doesn't seem to be flowing the way.
But the thing is, even at that, you're not led by these obstacles. You check inside. Mm-hmm. You're always led internally, never externally. Because there are times the Lord deal with you, and I'll push through that.
Sometimes
and get it done.
Yeah, sometimes you're in that thing of, okay, this isn't going smooth.
Right.
Is it the devil's trying to hinder me because I'm doing what God wants me to do?
Right.
Or, you know, and so so when you say, because it could go either way sometimes, so you just check inside.
Well, the important thing is what you were saying. There's all kind of things we're not going to know. We don't know the future. We don't know everything that's going on around us, but we can stay in faith. We can just stay calm. We're believing God, no matter what's going on, God's going to get us through this. God's going to protect us, no matter what we understand or don't understand. This is going to work out for our good and God's glory, and we're resting in it.
That goes back to knowing and having made the decision that God is my protector.
Exactly. And you that's no small thing, and you don't rush past that. That's your foundation that you live on. And if you're that way, you're trusting God, you're resting in God to protect me and keep me, He will be leading us all through things, and we won't even know it till later. We'll look back and realize, well, He led me, He helped me miss that. He was leading me there. People pray and say, Lord, direct my steps, order my paths. And so many times He's doing it, and we don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. So much of it is we're not conscious of. But because we're staying in faith, it's given Him a right to do it. And because we're moving, endeavoring to obey Him, He's able to steer us. And like a rein-trained horse, you know, just a little bit here and there, and cause us to miss the devil's setups. And like you're saying, cause us to be at the right place at the right time.
So a lot of what people say, well, I just had an intuition.
Yeah.
God can be directing them. A lot of times we feel like God's protection has got to be some mighty hand coming down and, you know, holding back the tidal wave or whatever the case may be. But I would say, I don't know a percentage, but I'd say the majority of time it's just through a still small voice.
Absolutely.
Or through just a timing thing, you know, where you just decide, you know what, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee today instead of going in. I mean, I have testimonies here of people. One lady was going to the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to stop and get some water, which she doesn't do on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the plane hit her floor that she would have been at had she not stopped for water.
Yeah.
This, you know, stopping for water is not a big deal. Right. I mean, you would think.
Yeah.
But it can be as much as, I'm thirsty.
Right.
I'm going to go get some water.
Right.
And I think we look past these things so many times that it's just being sensitive to the Spirit could make such a subtle difference in your life, but it can be huge.
But because, see, prior to that, maybe she had prayed for God to lead her and guide her and protect her, and it gave Him a right to, and He's leading her and she doesn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't necessarily start that day. That started way back in her life and could have been going on for some time. But so many times we're being led and don't even realize it. You look back later and go, wow, God, you were looking out for me. You were taking care of me.
Sometimes you're being led and you think, and then you think, oh yeah, I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't do it.
Yeah.
It could be as much as a nail sticking up in the porch.
Yeah.
In fact, this happened to me because I was studying this. And I was thinking about this. I need to nail that nail down before somebody steps on it.
Well, see, that's direction.
Hey, if you don't know how to be led by the Spirit, you hang in here because we're going to be back in a minute and we're going to teach you how.
No matter where you are in life, no matter the physical realities that surround you, every believer has access to a secret place of complete refuge under His shadow.
You're protected, and He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways.
In the CD series, Under His Shadow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provide the teaching every believer needs in order to get to this safe haven.
Under this shadow of refuge, you have to hold your place there. And you have to hold your place there by faith.
Invest time in this teaching and learn that Psalm 91 is for you. Your salvation includes prosperity, healing, and protection. And when you order the Under His Shadow CD series, Kenneth and Gloria will also send you 6 scripture cards that focus on the refuge and safety you'll find in this secret place. God's protection is tangible, and it is yours when you reside under His shadow.
To order Under His Shadow, accompanied by a set of faith-building scripture cards, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD for only $15. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copies of Under His Shadow to share with family and friends. Order today.
Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about being led by the Spirit. We're also going to be talking about this more tomorrow, because this is such a subject that this is where the majority of your protection comes through, is by being led by the Spirit, which puts you in the right places at the right time, helps you make the right decisions, not only in your protection, but just through life. Yeah. I mean, you need somebody there to help you. Well, God sent the Holy Spirit to help you do these kind of things, to help you pray about things you don't know how to pray. And so I'd like for Brother Keith just to explain some more about who is the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. what the Holy Spirit's job is, and then how do we receive the help from the Holy Spirit.
Right. John, it's Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter, a helper. And he was the helper to the disciples. But he said he'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. He'll show you things to come. And everybody that's born again has the Spirit of Christ in them. But the same people that had received Jesus got filled with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same Spirit who's in you can come on you, fill you to overflowing. And we'd like to pray with you today. If you're ready to receive Him and believe on Him, just stand up if you can and honor and reverence the Lord. Let me lead you in this prayer. And when we get to the end, I'm going to speak in tongues. The Bible said the Spirit gives us utterance in another tongue. Don't think about what you're going to say. Just by faith, speak it out, and He'll give you the utterance. It's a faith thing. Say it out loud, I believe in Jesus. I confess Jesus as Lord of my life. Father, You said if I would ask You for the Holy Spirit, You'd give Him to me. So I'm asking You, Father, fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Fill me to overflowing and give me utterance in a new tongue right now. I believe I receive, and by faith I speak. Now speak out with me right now. Provo no soco lo paste. Leve le bondande golomo sonte vederecci. Evo bolos do forote calajde odonja omasha epete. Hallelujah. Praise God. You, just Jesus. Keep speaking. Hallelujah.
Now, if you ordered that, I mean, if you prayed that prayer, we want to give you this book. It's called God's Will is the Holy Spirit, and it's going to tell you about what you just prayed. It's going to explain to you more in depth about the Holy Spirit. You can get that online. You can call us. You can email us, however you want to do it. But if you go online, we've got all these other things like Keith Moore CD set and all that that you can download right there. So this is John Copeland and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. To further your understanding of God's plan for your protection, go to our website and download Keith Moore's teaching on perfect protection. This audio series on MP3 is free and available now on kcm.org. Remember, this is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Bottom line, we're not to be led externally. We're not to be led by anything out here, including we're not to be led by our mind. And that takes some training.